the group of the G7 countries. In 1985, United States convened a meeting of finance ministers of the five major industrial countries with Italy and Japan. Okay, it was agreed to bring the US dollar down and the countries would intervene to achieve the objective. Therefore, G7 comprises United Nations or United States, Canada, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. These countries, G7 functions as the forum. Foreign ministers of or finance minister of these countries under G7 functions as the forum of economic coordination among the advanced economies. The role of the currency market. The role of the currency market is to occasionally intervene in the forex market, sets the common policy direction, and the recent focus area was in coordination on inflation control and interest rate policy, regulation of the digital assets, stable coin and CBDC, and monitoring effect of geopolitical tension on currency stability. Then LERMS, liberalized remittance systems, or liberalized exchange rate mechanism system, management system. This came into existence in 1992. The Reserve Bank of India announced and the liberalized exchange rate monetary system. The objectives of these LERMS and the reasons for introduction of this LERMS, liberalization of the exchange rate mechanism or exchange rate management system. Liberalization of exchange rate management system came into existence in 1974 with the reason to introduce an element of equilibrium in import and exports automatically, then create flexibility in exchange rate, contain the current account deficit at the sustainable level, then keep the capital outflow under the control and monitor it, and keep the cost of imported goods within the reason. The rupee became convertible for all the approved external transactions. Exporters were also permitted to sell 60% of their money in the money market at the market determined rate, and those requiring the foreign exchange could buy at the market determined rate, and there was a further liberalization, and it was decided to make the rupee fully floating from March 1, 1993. From that date, all the foreign exchange transactions, receipts and payments, both under the current and capital account of the balances of the payment, are market determined prices, and ADs, authorized dealers, can retain the foreign exchange surrendered to them where not required to surrender it to RBI. Further evolution took place, and it started with the dual exchange rate system, that is 40 to 60, and it is moved to the market determined unified rate in 1993. It allows the current account convertibility also. The present framework is in India now follows is managed float region, and the capital convertibility is partial and guided by RBI regulations. Latest development is that the India promotes INR as INR internationalization through SVRA, that is special Vastu rupee account, and the bilateral INR trade agreement arrangement with the countries like Russia, UAE and Sri Lanka, exploring the integration with the cross-border payment system using the CBDC and UPI. Now let us talk about something about the euro. The euro, in order to promote the trade in European countries, in Europe, to create an alternative currency to the US dollar, the European political leader took several decisions on economic and monetary union. So in 1995, they decided to have the single, single currency union, which is commenced in 1999. The European currency that was also given a definitive name, the euro. Euro is the name given for the currency. The countries that agreed to participate were Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Netherlands, Bulgaria, Australia, Finland, Portugal, Ireland, and Luxembourg, a total 11 countries at initially. This initiative has successful and therefore in the participating. 20 more countries have been participated thereafter. All the transactions are in euro, and the old currencies such as French franc or German mark, they no longer exist. They dissolve that currency. And the only franc that is now existing in Europe in a Swiss franc. The benefits of creating this euro is to enhance the trade and capital mobility, eliminate exchange rates and risk within the eurozone. And the challenges during that time was the monetary policy is centralized via European Central Bank, but the fiscal policies are notional, creating an imbalances. So deferring the economic cycle among the members can also restrain the system. Now, currency internationalization and the rise of Indian rupee. This is very important as far as this chapter is concerned, because currency internationalization means giving utmost importance to the Indian rupee, asking the world to settle their buy and sell in Indian rupee only. This refers to the process by means of which the national currency gains the widespread use in the cross-border trade finance and the reserve currency. Historically, the United States dollar has dominated globally, almost on all countries, except few like Europe. Historically, the US dollar has denominated the global invoicing, payments and reserves. However, emerging this economy like China and India are now promoting their own currency for international use. India's push for INR internationalization. Therefore, in 2022, RBI introduced the mechanism for international trade settlement in Indian rupees through the special Vastu Rupee account system. This allows Indian importers and exporters to settle their payments and receipt in INR with partner countries. The key development happens thereafter. Over 20 countries have shown their interest in INR trade settlement, including Russia, UAE, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, and Bangladesh. Therefore, Indian rupee invoicing is now used in oil trade with Russia, tea export to Iran, and the service trade with the Sri Lanka. So the discussions are underway to include INR in foreign exchange reserve of select countries. Now, benefits and challenges. There are three major benefits that includes one, it reduces the dependency on the US dollar. Second one, it strengthens India's global role. And third one, it lowers the transaction cost also. However, there are challenges like limited full convertibility of Indian rupee, lowering the liquidity in global INR market. And third one, it requires a bilateral currency agreement. Indian rupee internationalization is aligned with India's long-term goal strategy of becoming a global economic power, and it is supported by the digital payment infrastructure like UPI. In addition to the promoting or internationalization of Indian rupee, the central bank digital currency has came into existence and the exchange in relation to the exchange rate, how it is determined, that we'll see now. A central bank digital currency, which is called as a CBDC, is nothing but it is a digital form of country's fiat currency issued by country and regulated by its central bank, that is Reserve Bank of India. So, CBDCs are designed to be secure and officially medium of exchange, potentially transforming both domestic and international fiscal system. There are two types of CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies are in two forms. One is retail CBDC, where it is used for general public use. That is, for example, India's e-rupee. And another one is a wholesale CBDC for interbank settlement, that is ERW. These are the two types of CBDCs. Ongoing CBDC initiative consists of, number one, India's digital rupee ER, this which is a pilot launched in 2022, both for retail and wholesale. Then second, China's ECNY is used for the selected cities in the cross-border pilots. EU digital euro, that is in design phase as of 2024. And the project mBridge is nothing but it is a joint CBDC corridor for cross-border payment, China, UAE, Thailand, and Hong Kong. Implication of the exchange rate as far as the CBDC or the currency is concerned, CBDC is concerned, this is a faster cross-border settlement that could be reducing the transaction cost and delays. It reduces the reliance on the USD for the trade. If the CBDCs are interoperable across the countries, currency competition may be increases as more nations adopt the digital version of their currency, and privacy, cybersecurity, and capital control remains the critical concern. Then comes the de-dollarization and alternative currencies, which we were referring to, de-dollarization, right? So de-dollarization is nothing but it is a strategic reduction in dependency or use of the US dollar in global trade. Okay, this trend has intensified post 2022 due to geopolitical tension like US sanction on Russia. Okay, that was one reason why people doesn't want to rely on US dollar. And this has started since 2022 also. We are also hit by such kind of decisions. So we tried our Indian rupee settlement. We have brought CBDC, central bank digital currency. So this trend of not to depend on the US dollar has come into existence because of the reason that there was a geopolitical tension. For example, it is US sanction on Russia, then high interest rate in the US, and emergency of the regional power blocks. Now, current trend about this is Russia and China are increasingly bilateral trade with yuan and rubles. Okay, their own currency they are dealing with. BRICS, these are the countries are discussing the creation of the joint reserve currency. India's trade deals are increasingly settled in INR with the countries under Western sanction, and council like Brazil, Iran, Turkey and UAE are exploring the local currency trade. It's then challenges and the dominance of the US dollar, which still accounts for at least 58% of the global reserve, may lead to the multipolar currency in the world. Multiple currency world, that is US dollar, euro, CNY and INR. Exchange rate system will likely become more regionally aligned rather than the globally harmonized, while the full de-dollarization is unlikely in the short term. The shift towards the currency blocks and bilateral arrangement is accelerating. Now, exchange rate volatility and risk. Exchange rates are increasingly volatile due to the global uncertainties like inflation, monetary tightening, geopolitical tension, and pandemic, then there are certain causes for the exchange rate volatility. First cause is diverging the interest rate policies among the central bank, that is the federal and RBI. Then commodity price shocks, especially in oil and gas, geopolitical crisis such as Russia-Ukraine war, and the speculative capital flow and high frequency trading. Now, risk management tools. Forward contract, option swaps, natural hedging, these are some of the tools, and currency invoicing, these are the some of the tools which are used to mitigate the risk or in the exchange rate volatility. Role of central bank is to maintain the foreign exchange reserve to intervene during the volatility, communicate the policy clarity, and India's RBI and India's Reserve Bank of India actively intervenes into the forex market to manage Indian rupee. Now, artificial intelligence and the high frequency trading in forex market. So these high frequency trading market and artificial intelligence algorithms are the automated systems, are the automated system and platform. These technology have revolutionized the way the currencies are traded and analyzed. What is high frequency trading? If you ask me, the answer is the high frequency trading. This involves executing the thousands of the trades per second using algorithms that analyze the vast data sets, which includes interest rate differential, macroeconomic indicators, and news sentiment and social media trends. The role of artificial intelligence consists of AI look tools such as machine learning and the natural language processing, NLP. They are used to predict the short-term currency movement, automate the trading decision, and detect the anomalies in arbitrage and arbitrage opportunities. Implication of exchange rates is to increase the market efficiency, but also highlight the volatility. Flash crashes triggers to feedback loop among the algorithms like GBP-USD and crash in 2016, then reduce the human intervention, making the market faster but less predictable. Regulatory perspective, you can say, like ISMA, that European Securities and Market Authority, as well as US SEC, that is US Securities, they are working on the framework to monitor artificial intelligence in trading, AI trading. Central banks are exploring the AI and currency intervention modeling, sentiment analysis, and FX forecasting. AI and HFT are the transforming the forex from human-driven market to machine-dominated ecosystem. Now, climate change and the currency valuation. How climate affects the exchange rates? This is a question. How climate affects the exchange rates? The currencies which are highly exposed to the climate disasters, like island nations, face the capital inflow and the weaker currencies. Green economies attract the climate-aligned investment and strengthening their currencies. Central bank increasingly including the climate stress test in their financing stability assessment. Now, emerging concept consists of the carbon border adjustment may impact the trade competitiveness and thus currency demand. Climate adjustment create a credit rating are influencing the foreign investment in developing market, and multilateral lenders like World Bank and IMF are incorporating the climate resilience coding into the loan terms. India's position, if you consider, then you can see that The India has issued the sovereign green bond and aims to be a net zero economy by 2070. Reserve Bank of India has also launched the framework for climate risk sustainable finance, which could impact the INR settlement in long term, and the climate resilience may become a currency strength indicator, influencing the exchange rate just like inflation or interest rates. Regional digital payment system and the currency integration. Instead of traditional currency unions, like modern economies and increasingly pursuing the digital integration of the payment system to facilitate the cross-border supplement, there are key regional initiatives for this. So India-Singapore, there is a UPI Pay Now link right from 2023. Then Project M-Bridge also came into the existence for multi-CBDC corridor, which involves China, UAE, Thailand, Hong Kong and Hong Kong for the cross-border transaction. And ASEAN payment connectivity comes into existence for the real-time QR code interoperability among the Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand and Philippines. Benefit of this is faster, cheaper and cross-border payments without using intermediary currencies like USD. It supports the financial inclusion and remittances efficiency and reduces the demand for foreign exchange reserve. Impact on the exchange rates consists of encouragement to use of the local currency, promotes the digital currency alignment over the physical monetary union, and it may reduce the dollar dominance in the region with the high intra blocks. These platforms are laying the groundwork for the digitally interconnected world where the currencies remain separate, but the function interoperability in the trade and the payments. So with this, we conclude our discussion on exchange rate. There are various systems, how systems evolved and all these things. Some more topics in next session. Till then, thank you very much.